This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when more than ever there are reasons to call for, to put forward, to actually achieve what has been a long time dream for many conservatives, which is school choice. The ability to use the money that we all pay in taxes for educating the next generation, to educating kids the way parents want to educate them. Washington Policy Center is actually backing school choice, and we will talk about how that is going, if at all, in the state of Washington with Liv Finney of the WPC coming up. We also will be speaking later in the program to Dana Milbank of the Washington Post, who has written, it's a heartbreaking editorial. It's called "It's a Lonely Time to Be a Jew in America." Actually, I've got to tell you, I disagree with that summation. I don't think it's a lonely time, because I think that there are so many American Christians, particularly, and just Americans, period, without any other modifier, who are supportive of the American dream, which is defined in this editorial, the editorial, "The Global War on the Jews," in the Wall Street Journal. And personally, as an American Jew, and very proud of my Jewish involvement and the involvement of my nephews who are in harm's way on the front lines right now in Israel, I do not feel lonely or isolated, because I believe that the conscience of this country, except for the extreme leftist nutty fringe, the conscience of this country understands that what we're going through right now is about as clear a battle between good and evil as we've had in my lifetime. Okay, meanwhile, in the United Nations, the Israeli ambassador, whose name is Gilad Erdan, actually appeared yesterday with a yellow star on his chest as he addressed the Security Council of the United Nations. And he actually pledged to wear that badge until members of the UN body actually did what is obviously appropriate, which is to condemn the atrocities of Hamas. This is what his speech sounded like, clip 12.
Some of you have forgotten why this body was established. Just like my grandparents and the grandparents of millions of Jews, from now on, my team and I will wear yellow stars. We will wear this star until you condemn the atrocities of Hamas and demand the immediate release of our hostages.
Okay, the immediate release of our hostages, that also includes American hostages, British hostages, French hostages. There are hostages that were taken from Nepal because they kidnapped people, those that they didn't kill, who were attending a concert out in the Negev Desert, where they landed with their hang gliders and began shooting people with automatic weapons. And just so that we don't forget, one of the other needs at the moment is to protect people against another mass murderer and terrorist named Vladimir Putin protect the people of Ukraine who are fighting also for liberty and decency. Senator Tom Cotton, a very fine Republican senator and highly decorated veteran of the U.S. Army, he participated at a forum put on by Punchbowl News and spoke about the funding that Congress needs to approve, and soon, for Ukraine and Israel. Listen.
I support aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan, and we need to address the crisis at our southern border. But Congress is going to have our say on that. With Ukraine, I support primarily military and security aid. There are certain things that only the United States can do because of our world-class defense industry. Europe has supplied a lot of military aid, but they can also do a little bit more to supply the non-military or non-security aid that the government in Kyiv needs.
And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, former four-star general in the U.S. Army, also testified at a Senate hearing in favor of the necessary aid for Ukraine. This is the Secretary of Defense of the United States, Honorable Lloyd Austin. Listen.
You know, in Ukraine, Putin has felt that he could wait us out. And that's part of his strategy. It's the main part of his strategy. He feels that the West will get tired of supporting Ukraine, and he'll soon have his way. If that's the case, if we don't support Ukraine, then Putin wins. But Putin will not stop in Ukraine. We know that. We all know that. And so I think it's important to do what's necessary to support Ukraine and Israel and to help them defend their sovereign territory. If Putin is successful, he will not stop at Ukraine. And if you're a Baltic state, you're thinking, I'm next. And, you know, there's no question in my mind that sooner or later, there will be, he will challenge NATO, and we'll find ourselves in a shooting range.
And let us hope that is not the case. Meanwhile, speaking of Vladimir Putin, hundreds of young men stormed the main airport in the predominantly Muslim Republic of Dagestan, which is part of Russia. And that was on Sunday night. They were searching for a commercial flight from Tel Aviv, Israel. Videos and some images on social media showed some of the rioters holding Palestinian flags and carrying signs opposing the war in the Gaza Strip, possibly spurred on by a Telegram messaging channel that urged them to catch the Jewish passengers of the incoming flight from Israel. The government in Tel Aviv in a statement said Monday that it expected Russian authorities to protect all Israeli citizens and Jews and to act firmly against the rioters, describing the episode as wild incitement directed at Jews and Israelis. At least 20 people were seriously injured in the riot, and dozens were arrested. The government in the predominantly Muslim republic said Monday that the outburst had been calmed and vowed to prevent further clashes. Russian aviation authorities said the airport in Makhachkala, the republic's capital, would reopen today. John Kirby, spokesman for the National Security Council, talked about Putin's culpability in this airport riot.
Admiral, you mentioned Putin's response or lack of response to the anti-Semitic mob at the airport, but his spokesman reportedly said that yesterday's events were largely the result of outside interference and that the security meeting is in part to discuss attempts by the West to use the events in the Middle East to divide the Russian society.
Well, isn't that sweet? It's classic Russian rhetoric, isn't it? When something goes like bad in your country, you just blame somebody else. Blame it on outside influences. The West had nothing to do with this. This is just hate, bigotry, and intimidation, pure and simple. And a good leader, a decent leader, would call it out for what it is, the way President Biden has called it out here in this country, instead of blaming the West for something and pushing it off to somebody else.
That's John Kirby. When we come back, we'll talk about the arrest at Cornell University of they don't know who yet, but someone just arrested for having left threats against Jewish students at Cornell. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael, I have stayed away from talk radio for months, but you know, today you have brought me back with a vengeance.
Good.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are voices, and all kinds of voices from unexpected sources sometimes, who I think should give comfort to people who do feel alone and isolated and frightened by things that are going on in this country. One of those voices that I've always appreciated, even when I disagree with them, and I do disagree with them occasionally, particularly concerning Lindsey Graham and his great enthusiasm and commitment to President Trump, who he very much wants to return to the White House. But he gave a strong statement on Fox News about the UN and the General Assembly. The General Assembly of the UN, which is not that small group of 15 nations who comprise the Security Council, the General Assembly is all the UN members. And it doesn't have to be unanimous. There is no veto. But they took a vote in behalf of a ceasefire resolution for Hamas, basically to protect Hamas from the ongoing Israeli ground movement, which has been so far, according to most reports, more successful and decisive than a lot of people expected. In any event, Senator Graham on Fox went fairly far in condemning the United Nations. Here's what he had to say. Listen.
Let's look at it this way. I just got back from Israel about 3 days ago. What I saw, I really don't sleep well anymore. I saw things that I didn't think one human being could do to another. Hamas outdid the Nazis. They cut babies out of the womb of the mother. So if I were the Israeli ambassador to the UN, I would take all this and show it to the UN Security Council. When the UN Security Council voted for a ceasefire before the Israeli bodies had been buried, it made me sick to my stomach. It would be like telling America after Pearl Harbor, we need a ceasefire with the Japanese. Here's what I would do if I were President of the United States. I would tell Iran, if there's any more attack on our troops in Syria and Iraq, you will be out of the oil business. I would tell Iran that Hezbollah front opens up against Israel, you'll be out of the oil business. That we will declare you the enemy of the United States. We will restore your ability to finance terrorism, anything short of that. And I love Oliver North, but the Hamas could give a damn about the Palestinians. They're not going to trade hostages for innocent Palestinians. They could care less about the Palestinians. They want to kill all the Jews.
And again, obviously, Lindsey Graham, representing South Carolina, which is not a heavily Jewish state at all, has been literally for his entire political career a passionate supporter of Israel. In annual meetings of AIPAC, the American-Israeli PAC, Political Action Committee, Lindsey Graham always gets standing ovations because he doesn't mince words. And neither does John Kirby, who has been increasingly effective as a spokesman for the National Security Council, the White House division of the foreign policy establishment. This is John Kirby on why a ceasefire helps Hamas. Listen.
We do not believe that a ceasefire is the right answer right now. We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas. And Hamas is the only one that would gain from that right now as Israel continues to prosecute their operations against Hamas leadership. What we have said should be considered and explored are temporary localized humanitarian pauses to allow aid to get to specific populations and maybe even to help with the evacuation of people that want to get out, move more to the south. We do support that. We do not support a ceasefire this time.
Okay, that's John Kirby. And you remember Adam Kinzinger, former congressman from Illinois, conservative Republican, and someone from a very strong Christian background. He talks about what is amazing about Hamas and what its priorities have been shown to be simply by what they choose to do with the money that they receive, and literally billions and billions of dollars that they get from Qatar in particular. Here is a former Congressman Kinzinger. Listen.
The joy by which Hamas committed the brutality on October 7th stands out. It wasn't like it was a professional military operation that they sadly had to do the violence. They enjoyed it. You know, the fact that Hamas spends all their money building underground networks so that they can move military equipment and not bomb shelters for their civilians.
They've received, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars from Qatar and other countries.
Right. And now, if you were an actually good governing force, wouldn't you want to build bomb shelters and mark them for your people so that they're protected in an Israeli strike? But instead, they're putting their people out there to be hit. It's just, it's pure evil. It's a sad situation all around. You know, we obviously are sad for the civilians in Gaza as well, but it's sad we're in this moment. Israel has an absolute right to defend itself, and it's not a pretty process. But living in a densely populated area does not give you sanctuary from retaliation when you do what was done on October 7th.
And then Adam Kinzinger spoke, he's on with Anderson Cooper on CNN. He continued to speak about the need to support Ukraine in the midst of all this. This is clip two.
First off, it's a really dumb tactical move if what they're wanting to do is have these separate, because there's no way that gets signed into law. If it was a straight aid, maybe. But this is it's incredible to say that we want to support Israel, aside from the offset, to say we want to support Israel, and then we're going to have a really deep conversation about supporting Ukraine against Russia. Because if you actually look, Russia is supporting Iran, is buying equipment from Iran. Russia just had Hamas over to come and visit. You saw what happened in Russia in terms of swarming this aircraft. This is all related.
And what is very definitely related is the ongoing debate. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, spoke about the supplemental request for Israel and Ukraine. We will get to that. Coming up first, close to home, here in the state of Washington, do school choice programs really take money away from traditional public schools, or do school choice programs help public schools? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
The Michael MedVet Show.
You know, Michael, I have stayed up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel.
Not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
He told a Senate panel today that terrorist groups have renewed their calls to target the U.S. and its interests. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill doesn't align with America's national security interests. And there's a high probability that a disturbance in the Eastern Caribbean could evolve into the next named storm. According to the National Hurricane Center, the low-pressure area is generating showers and thunderstorms. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that has been changing in the United States for the better has been a nationwide movement towards school choice. In the state of Texas right now, our second most populous state in the country, they are debating a huge fight over education savings accounts, which are a form of school choice. The Washington Policy Center has a Center for Education, which has long advocated forms of school choice. Liv Finney is the director of the Center for Education. She's written an important piece that answers the biggest objection that you hear about school choice, which is that if you allow people to use taxpayer money that they themselves have, in many cases, paid very directly into the government, if you allow people to use that money for private education or non-public education, doesn't that take money directly out of the hands of the public schools that we all value and support? So the answer is, Liv, doesn't it take money away?
No, it doesn't take money away. And the reason is that the money that is provided to families in these school choice programs is not the total amount that the state spends to educate their children. So, for example, in Washington State, we are spending $19,000 on average statewide to educate children, and a school choice program would give about $12,000 to $13,000 of that funding to the family to choose to send their child to a private school or to homeschool, leaving the remaining $6,000 or $7,000 in the system. So that's the first reason. Not all the money is moved over, just part of it. And the remaining money actually stays The other reason,
just
why,
to get this straight, yeah. The state of Washington then is spending $7,000 less per child in a school choice option than they are paying into the regular public school. Is that right?
That's exactly a good way to put it. Exactly right.
Okay, and you actually have, and I think it's so important that you do this, about the voters who passed a charter school law in 2012, and the people who were anti-choice had said, oh, that's going to bankrupt our schools. What actually changed?
Well, what actually happened then is that we actually doubled the amount of money we put in public education, and the traditional schools got a 100% increase from the state after we passed the charter school law.
And how does that work? It sounds like people say voodoo economics. I remember that used to be a phrase that they used against President Reagan's program. But this sounds like voodoo economics. How do you end up having more money for the public schools if you're now spending some money for school choice?
Because the amount of money going into the public education system is always increasing every year. So it's possible to have a school choice program and the public school system because everyone works so hard and puts so much taxes into the public system that you can have both.
And there's a big impulse, isn't there? It's a way idea that competition works. If people have a choice, you want to make the choices you're offering better than ever before, so you get chosen, right?
Exactly, and it's actually good for the public system as well, because not only do the individuals have a choice of schools, which is good for the child, but the public system then sees, you know, maybe we better get rid of that bad teacher in the third grade that everybody knows is underserving the kids. And maybe we ought to be more efficient in the way we spend our dollars so we don't waste so much on the central bureaucracy. And maybe in order to provide, you know, in order to persuade people to stay in our system, we should do a better job.
Okay, so the unions will often argue, but what happens if a majority of students end up trying to use school choice going into outside the public school system? Doesn't that mean that the kids who will be left behind would somehow be harmed?
Well, no, because there will be fewer students in their classrooms with them, and they will have more money than ever. So how is that a harm?
And again, it does work in a competitive system because it gives you and an impulse to do more for the school choice students. You report that in Pennsylvania, the families of 66,000 students participate in the state's two popular school choice programs. At the same time, the state has dramatically increased funding to the public school system over the last 10 years. And that's true in Ohio, District of Columbia, other places where school choice has been tried, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. There are many, 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 many examples of this. You know, school choice is just a program, and it doesn't do any damage to the overwhelming program of public education that gets most of the money, 99% of the money. We're talking about a tiny program. Allowing families some options that are not within the public system. And this fear-mongering that is going on is by the unions and the central bureaucrats and the traditional public school establishment. They hate the idea of school choice because they don't want to be held accountable for improving their services, okay? But they are just trying to protect their turf. It's just a turf war. And
by the way, another challenge in that turf war, there's a Washington Post piece today. It says homeschooling has become, by a wide margin, America's fastest growing form of education. as families from the upper Manhattan to eastern Kentucky embrace a largely unregulated practice once confined to the ideological fringe. Why is it good news for people to choose homeschooling?
So it's such good news today that the Washington Post, a leftist newspaper, would actually put out information that and real research and data that they collected showing that homeschool students has increased 51% over the past 6 years. They looked at 32 states educating about 61% of the students in the country, and they are reporting that homeschooling has increased dramatically, like you say, on the upper west side of Manhattan to the far reaches of the rural center of our country, all across the country. Families looked at the public schools closing down during COVID and refusing to educate their children, keeping the schools closed down for many, many, many more months than needed to be. And the families thought to themselves, I have to educate this child. What are my alternatives? And this is why you've seen such a huge growth and interest in homeschooling. It's no longer fringe. It's mainstream, Michael. It's amazing what's happened.
Well, again, you're talking literally about hundreds of thousands of families, millions of families across the country. Liv Finney is director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Washington Policy Center. The slogan for Washington Policy Center, don't stay on the sidelines, improving lives through free market solutions. And school choice is a profoundly important free market solution. You can find information at michaelmedved.com or go to washingtonpolicycenter.com. It's exciting times we live in. Big election coming up for a new governor in the state of Washington. And this is an issue that Washingtonians, parents everywhere should care deeply about. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, Chuck Schumer spoke today on the Senate floor about President Biden's supplemental request for Israel and Ukraine. And look, every once in a while you get to see the two parties coming together, or at least the mainstream of the two parties coming together. And Chuck Schumer's leadership in the Senate is very important because there's coverage all over about the Democratic Party being split in a way that Republicans are not. Republicans are solidly for Israel. There was only one Republican out of 222 members of the House of Representatives who voted against their resolution in support of Israel. There were a total of 16 Democrats who either voted present, refused to vote on the resolution, or voted against it. Now, most of them were members of the squad, but the piece by Karen Demirjian in the New York Times writes, the tensions burst out into the opening last week after 15 House Democrats drew rebukes for refusing to vote for an overwhelmingly bipartisan resolution, got more than 420 votes, that declared solidarity with Israel and condemned Hamas. The situation is expected to escalate this week as the House debates an emergency $14.3 billion spending bill to provide security assistance for Israel. It will also consider a separate Republican-written resolution to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat of Michigan and the only Palestinian-American member of Congress, for participating in a pro-Gaza rally this month at the Capitol, where she accused Israel of committing genocide. She also put up a Palestinian flag in her office, in the House office building. This is Chuck Schumer speaking very differently from people like Rashida Tlaib. It's clip 10.
And in Gaza, we must ensure that humanitarian aid gets to civilians who need it urgently. This is one of the things that I push strongly for President Biden to include in his supplemental request. All of these challenges share one thing in common. They directly impact America's national security, America's democratic values, and the international world order that has allowed democracy to take root. The way forward is exceptionally clear. We must pass the president's supplemental request, which has funding for Israel, Ukraine, the South Pacific, while also providing critical humanitarian aid for Gaza. America does not have the luxury of burying our head in the sand or leaving our friends to fend for themselves. If we want the world to remain a safe place for freedom, for democratic principles, and for America's prosperity, we must defend against those who are working hard to undermine us. So we need to pass this supplemental as soon as we can. We need to work with our colleagues in the House to ensure all these forms of aid make it to the president's desk. We must not succumb to the false allures of isolationism that the hard right now professes, because the only thing that will achieve is to make America less safe.
Okay, that's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking about upcoming votes, and it may be more than one vote, even though the Biden administration makes to make it a single vote on aid to Israel and to Ukraine. Meanwhile, there is this matter of the violent anti-Semitic threats that were made online against Jewish students at Cornell University. Now, Cornell University is an Ivy League university. It's one of the eight Ivy League schools. It has about one-fifth of the student body population. I just looked it up. Identifies as Jewish. And they specifically maintain a kosher kitchen for those Jewish people who, or others who prefer to eat kosher food. They have a Center for Jewish Life at Cornell. Those were threatened with bomb threats and threatening basically to punish Jewish students for all the evil things that are associated by the extreme and insane left with the nation of Israel defending itself against some of the most despicable terrorists in all of human history. In any event, they arrested a person of interest. The weekend threats have left students at the New York College in fear and feeling on the issue. Well, of course, if you are hearing about people who are threatening to kill you because of who you are, it's a real problem. We'll be speaking to Dana Milbank of the Washington Post, who writes about why it's a lonely time to be a Jew in America, him coming up. There's an interesting sidelight on this. There was a very contentious exchange on the Department of Homeland Security with a Senate hearing, and it was a change between the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who grew irate when Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, had a line of questioning about a Department of Homeland Security officer who posted images to social media of a Hamas paraglider with a machine gun and the caption, "Free Palestine." Here is Senator Hawley and then the response from Secretary Mayorkas. Listen.
Has she admitted, contrary to law, individuals who should not be in this country, or denied Jewish refugees, whose genocide she's advocating, asylum that they deserve?
Same answer.
You're not gonna tell us what this person's done? Are you conducting a review of her cases at least?
Senator, as I have said over and over again, I cannot speak to an ongoing...
You said that you will not. I can't believe that you would come to this committee knowing this. You know about this. I've written to you about it. You know all about it. And you come here unwilling to answer and suggest that it is wrong of me to ask you the question. Quite frankly, Mr. Secretary, I think that your performance is despicable. And I think the fact that you are not willing to provide answers to this committee is absolutely atrocious.
Okay, and then the response by Secretary Mayorkas.
Number one, what I found despicable is the implication that this language, tremendously odious, actually could be emblematic of the sentiments of the 260,000 men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, number one. Number two, Senator Hawley takes an adversarial approach to me in this question, and perhaps he doesn't know my own background. Perhaps he does not know that I am the child of a Holocaust survivor. Perhaps he does not know that my mother lost almost all her family at the hands of the Nazis. And so I find his adversarial tone to be entirely misplaced. I find it to be disrespectful of me and my heritage. And I do not expect an apology, but I did want to say what I just articulated.
That was Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, who happens to be both Latino and Jewish. Coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be speaking to nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for the Washington Post, Dana Milbank, who often writes pieces that are very funny and almost satiric in terms of what's going on in Washington. But he now has one of the most sad and serious pieces I've ever known him to write. It is under the heading, What a Lonely Time to Be a Jew in America. We'll be speaking with Dana Milbank coming up. And meanwhile, this is just actually brought to my attention by a listener who wrote in, Susan in Bothell, Washington. She says, I'm listening to your CDs that I got 20 years ago, Why They Fight, The Origins of the Arab-Israeli Conflict. You did a great job on the history. I encourage you to get that out again. Why aren't the media telling us that Palestine was never recognized as a country with boundaries? No, never in history. All the people who are demonstrating have believed lies. I think that's correct. Your CD says that even the Palestinians didn't even get into all of this until after 1967. Absolutely right. Maybe you can send them to some of the voices in media who also need some background. Well, go to michaelmedved.com. Those sources are important in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.